something on the ground to pay the element off the bottom line. Second, the bottom line. Adam Surah. So the Gemara ties in whether the din of Tavis Hanoah, the Meiser Oni, to the Machlokes between Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanon, whether the person has to be Kurish Shame by Meiser Oni Shel Demai, which means, in other words, does Meiser Oni Shel Demai become Tevil, or generate a din of Tevil? Okay, so that's. By Demai, there's no din of Nesina, because you always say Matzim Achilah of Araya, because maybe the Amor was Mafrish. The only thing you have to do is you have to be Mafrish in order to remove the Isra of Tevil. Say to them, sir, Likra Shem al Meister Oni Shal Demai. So it's not the round. Lekeach Me'am Oritz, Sarach La'aser, Melitram Chumas Meister, Menosu Lekayin. So the law is that the person buys tzavua from an Amoritz, because Chazal gave it in of a sophic whether the Amoritz was took off Trumas and Meisers. So Truma, we assume that he took off. The Mor says the Truma Gadarla, the Amoratzim take off. Meiser Rishon, it's a sophic. So you have to be Mafris and Meiser Rishon. You don't give it to a Levi, because when the Levi comes to give it, you say maybe the Amoritz did remove the Meiser, and I don't have to give it to you, I can keep it. Meiser is mutter to eat, sure. to non-Kohanim. But in the Meiser, there's Trumas Meiser, which is also for a non-Kohen to eat. So he has to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser, which is one tenth of the Meiser, that he can't eat. So so now, what can he do with it? What does he do with it?
I don't know.
But he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen, really, as long as he can sell it to the Kohen. But he can't use it, so he gives it to the Kohen. Meiser Rishon, but the rest of the Meiser Rishon, Gufe, the rest of it itself, Ma'akul Atzmai, Acha Shifrisha, once he's Mafresh, he can keep it for himself. Shemutta the Zorim, Ma'atzimachwele Verdaya. So it's mutter to eat, so that's not the problem. The problem is the Levi has a financial claim on the item. So that you answer, prove that the Amoritz hasn't already, who I bought from, hasn't already taken off Meiser. If that be true, if you could prove that, then this Meiser is yours, Mr. Levy. But if you can't prove that, I'm going to keep it. So the next step. What about my Sarani? Our my Sarani ain't Sarach Lahafrish. The Sirele the Reliazar, the Filo Varai, Shalahifrisha Minakri. And Otoival, even if it's for sure that my Sarani had not been removed from the tree, it doesn't make it into the table. Which would generate a lochla of mitzvah de shemayim. A person who eats it is chai mitzvah de shemayim. Hilchokenu mafrish or misafik. The whole reason why you're being mafrish is not because of the financial obligation, because you're not going to give it anyway. You're going to say maybe it was removed. The only reason why you're being mafrish is to take off the iser. So the iser is what? If you don't, if you're not mafrish the meiser, it's also eat the kri. That's not true. According to Eliezer, it doesn't create a din of tevil. The chama amar karishem, the invada lo hifrishoy, hare tevil, because if it would be true that there had the meister only had not been removed from the pile, so then the rest of the pile, the whole pile would be tevil, and also to eat. A person would eat from that oichlo minakri would be chayiv misa de shemayim. So Avisham Sukkah Lagamri, Venusrach, the second Lahafish Meiser Oni, even though everything else has been removed, the Chuma has been removed, and the Meiser has been removed, and everything else, but if Meiser Oni has not been removed, it's Tevil. Asarit, Hilchot Mafrishoy, Mesafik. Therefore, Meiser Demai, which is a Safik, you have to be Mafrish the Meiser Oni. The Sveka Tevil, because the possibility of that Meiser Oni has not been removed makes the pile Tevil. But But once that's true, you, that he's mafresh it, he doesn't have to give it. No. Because then we go back to the financial issue. Once it's been mufresh, it's something which is mutter to a non-kayan to eat. So the problem is not an iser anymore, the problem is the financial obligation to give to the oni. So that he argues a mitzvah mechavei levaraya. It's not a mitzvah issue, it's a financial issue. So the mitzvah mechavei levaraya, that the amoritz had not been mafresh, and that I really owe this maaseroni. Okay, so more ties the two together. So remember, our Gemara doesn't really care whether it's tevel or not. Our Gemara cares whether there's a din of tavis hanoah. We're dealing with the issue of being the henna from, again, in the case of a mother and a mother, or a neuter, that she can't be in the henna from this person. So can she take his? She can take his maaseroni. So if Yol Tevis Hanoah Maman, if you told me that there's Tevis Hanoah, that he has a halachic right to decide who to give it to, and that's considered something of value, when he gives it to her, she's being the henna from him. If you hold there's no Tevis Hanoah, he just lets it go, and people take it, so then she's not. I mean, it doesn't belong to him. True maaseroni doesn't belong to the person. The owner of the pile, it belongs to the Niyam. He has no rights to decide who gets it, so she's not being the henna from him at all. She's taking, just like Lekka, she's going to pay it. So, but the more is tying in the two arguments. This issue, whether there's Tevis HaNoah, depends on whether there's a din of Tevel. So the more says, Ksavah Sveika Eino Tevel. Rabbi Eliezer holds Sveika in a table. The case of suffix doesn't generate the table. Now, the Rambam said, who would then levadai? Rabbi Eliezer holds levadai also, it doesn't make table. Not just the case of demai, which is a suffix. So why does the more say the word Sveika in a table? Elam Yishum, the Sveika noktinon, noket Sveika. We're discussing the case of suffix, so we said a case of suffix. Okay. Mekivin the Sveiko Eno Tevel, since you tell me that Maaseroni does not generate a din of Tevel, Kesavra less Bo Tevis HaNoah. So there's no din of Tevis HaNoah. Means the owner of the pile, after the Maaseroni has become Mufrish, has no rights over who gets it. Why? The Tevis HaNoah, but Tevel Eno Tevel tell you. The din of Tevis HaNoah depends whether it generates a din of Tevel. How do I know? The Ksiv, so not based on any logic, just based on a pasuk. So the pasuk says that this word Eisa Sheyarimu, Darshinon, the Basidim Litcha Makasa Madaber. So, that which they're going to be Torahim out, they're going to be Mafresh out. So we're talking about that it had not happened yet. So it's Tevel. When you see Yechalel, don't be Mechalel by eating it. Masha the Tevel. So it means it creates an Isser. Vahani the Tavli Tola Harumosin Bebailim Lermish Tovus at Nosh Lehem the Chesiv Esa Sheyarimu. The members of Klal Yisrael are going to be Merimit, which means they have the ownership over it. They are the ones which are being Merimit. Command the Chesiva Behuna Sina Dami, and we're understanding that the word Harama also includes. The word nesina means being merimit and give it. So they are merimit and they give it. So there's a lach of they are the ones who give. That's called type. That's where we have the concept of type of sinah. They are the givers. So we tie that into the those which are lo yichalo, which there's a din of tevel. Hilchach davka b'tavli ikat type of sinah the bialim. Those the matanas, which generated din of tevel, also generated an ownership. They get to decide; the owner gets to decide who to give it to. But loy tavli, lo. But something which does not generate a din of tevel, the owner does not have a right to decide to who to give it to. Therefore, ma'aser oni l'man de is le'seika eno tevel. If you hold that it does not generate a din of tevel, less bay teves anor. There's no teves anor. So applying that back to over here, so she can't have enough from Reuven. Reuven processes his fields, he harvests them and threshes, etc. He finally makes the pile. Then he's mafresh the truma and the maiserish, and then he's mafresh maiseroni. So maiseroni is sitting there. So can this woman, who's also to have enough from Reuven, take the maiseroni? So since it, we're saying it does not generated, my son would not generate a din of tevel before it's removed. Once it's removed, it's not called the owner's, that the owner gets to decide who to give it to. It's not Reuven's. So she's not being the henna from Reuven when she takes it. All it is hefker. But mandam recur is shame. But according to the Chacham, which they, you have to be Kurishim, which means that till you remove the Maiseroni, the whole pile is Tevel. So once that's true, that Maiseroni generates a din of Tevel, when you are Marfresh the Maiseroni, it belongs to the Bailam. It's not his, it belongs to the Neim. It means he gets to decide who to give it to. Ksavr Sveikot Tevel. To Mishamachi Tzarek Likr Hashem. And we just proved from the pasuk the kol shesveikah tovel is beit tevel sanor. So whatever there is a din of that, whatever matana generates a din of tevel, also gives the owner the right to decide. The isay b'chalav aliyichalu is kachay b'nei Yisrael, because that is now included in the pasuk of aliyichalu, which tells me that there's an iser of tevel, and also tells me iser sheyarimu, they, the owners, take it and give it away. They give it away. Now, once that's true, so now the woman can't take the Maiseroni, because when he's allowing her to take, it's called she's benefiting from him. He has the Tevet and all the right to what to do with it. Also, she can't benefit from it. The mididay mishani b'lamei hefkera. That's called she's benefiting from him and not from hefker. That's how my rebbeim explained the gemara. So that's the flow of the gemara. So when we pointed out, it's not that there's a logical connection between the two, but we're just saying based on the pasuk. The pasuk which says the din of tevel. It says those things which have a din of tevel, when you are mafresh it, the owner decides what to do with it. So Ran says they explain the connection between the two, because we're making a jump. So they explain the jump very well. The problem is they never explained the machloikis of Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanim, whether it's tevel or not. They just said, well, if it's tevel, this is the din. If it's not tevel, this is the din. Whether it's tevel or not, I don't know. Then explain why it's tevel or not. So that's what Ron's going to do now. Well, Pirsha plugged to the tevel, veno tevel, but my talia. They did not explain any logic what it depends on, whether it's tevel or not. They're just saying, they've explained, the Gemara is saying, something which is tevel, when you're mafresh it, the owner has the right to decide who to give it to, and therefore she, when we take it, she's benefiting from the owner, and that's usur. If you hold it's not tevel, when you're mafresh it, the owner cannot decide what to do with it, and therefore when she's taking it, she's benefiting from hefker and it's mutter. That's great. But what's the machloikus? Risi Misha Nitzkab appears at Harbe. So I've seen those who have spent a lot of time trying to figure this out. But Einai Nira. I would explain the machloikis in the following way. Demand the sirle eno tevel. So Reb Lezer holds that Maaser Oni does not shed any din of tavel. So I have my pile. I have not removed Maaser Oni yet. So you haven't been mafresh your Maaser. Well, if you haven't been mafresh Maaser, it's also to eat. No. He holds that that's not true. It doesn't generate a din of tavel on the rest of the pile. In other words, Reb Lezer holds that the logic of Tevel is because mixed in here is something which has halachic isurim on it, so the whole thing becomes also until you remove that. So Truma is also for a non-Kohen to eat, Misvedei Shemayim. So until you take up Truma, the whole pile is Misvedei Shemayim. It's mixed in, every single kernel has a din Truma on it till you're mafresh Truma. So everything is also to eat. Maaser Rishon is not also for a non-kohen to eat, but in Maaser Rishon there's a lach of Trumas Maaser. So in the Maaser Rishon itself, till your mafres the Trumas Maaser, all the Maaser Rishon is also to eat. So similarly, in the original pile, the Maaser Rishon generates an iser on the whole pile, because in Maaser Rishon there's Trumas Maaser, which is also for a non-kohen to eat. But Maaser Oni, which the law is that a non-kohen could eat, so you're thinking, well, you've taken off Truma, you've taken off Maaser Rishon. If you haven't taken off Maaser Oni yet, it's also to eat. Why? Because there's Maaser Oni in it, which is mutter to eat. So what's the iser? How can it generate an iser? How can the Maaser make the pile worse than the Maaser itself? The lack of Maaser is worse than the Maaser itself. Your pile, which is problematic because it has Maaser Oni mixed in it, you haven't taken it off yet, is going to be worse than the Maaser Oni itself. The Bisham Truma Medin who should take Tevelis, the Kim and Shiatzma Asura, since Truma itself is also Ruya who should test Tevelosa. It makes sense that the whole pile becomes Asur because of it. The Kim al Karcha Tzorach Laharima Minakri. Enemies Patel Hashem. So you can't say, well, listen, you know, Truma is only 1 out of 100. You know, 2 out of 100. Maybe the Midrash, it's Kitachas Peretz Zakri. Mirbana, you have to give 1/50. So let's she bottle. Says no, me bottle. That the chiyuv to remove it is mechayiv that it's distinct. So there's something distinct mixed in over here, or something significant mixed in over here, which you can't ignore, generating Yisr. Shemachi or Saris. But Maaser Oni, Shehu Atzmai, Muta Lezorim, Hech Yehei, Taravosai, Chamer Mimenu. So how can the Maaser Oni, which is still here in the pile, which hasn't been removed, make the pile also more than Maaser Oni itself? Hano Taimah, the Man, the Sirilei, Eno Toivu. So the Rishon says, therefore, Maaser Oni does not generate it in the table. Okay. So what's that in the Rabbanon? Now, you have to it seems to be a very logical argument. Right? The problem with it is the halacha is that a kohen cannot eat tavel. So the whole reason why tavel is usher to eat because it mixed in the tavel is truma, and truma is usher for a non kohen to eat. So the non kohen can't eat the tavel. I get it. So why can't the kohen eat tavel? He's not eating truma. So that's the difficulty over here. You see that tevel is its own din, not dependent on what's mixed into it. It's more karma than that which is mixed into it. Like, how can it be that the tevel is also to eat the kohen eat when the whole problem is truma, and truma itself is mutter to the kohen to eat? It's the same argument. So it's a difficult piece of ram. So the Ran says that the Chum which argue and say it generates a din of tevel, not because they disagree in the logic, because they have a posik. Man Tirlei Tevel, the one who holds that Maaser Oni does generate a din of tevel, Mabekle Tevel means Rosha. They learned that out from a posik. Kedatanya Perakesh Matars, we had it in Yevamis. Lochel Yloy Hechayev, Ella Al Tevel. I would think that that which is there is a iser and a punishment on tevel, that's only a pile which nothing has been removed. Let's say Truma Gadol has been removed, but not Maaser Rishon. Or Truma Gadol and Maaser Rishon have been removed, but not Maaser Sheni. Or Afilu Maaser Ani. Minayin, how do we know that there's a din of Tevel? Tamaloymar, Losucho Lecho Besherecho. So the Pasuk says you cannot eat it. Cannot eat it. Lahalonoymar, Ochu Besherecho Beseveyu. Maasherecho Omer Lahalon Maaser Ani. Avkan Maiserani, the pasuk of Alchemish Recha Masabei was referring to Maiserani, and the pasuk here is saying that if there Sherecha be Losuch Lecha Exerish Shava, that this pasuk over here was saying you can't eat because of Tevel, even referring to the problem being that pasuk over there Maiserani. Avkan Maiserani, but Amar Rachmana Losucha, you can't. So it's based on a pasuk. The similar problem with that on the Ran and Eliezer is Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni creates it to the table. Maaser Sheni, once you mafresh it, is also it's also to eat outside of Yerushalayim. It's not Chai Misa Deshamayim, but the table of Maaser Sheni is Chai Misa Deshamayim. So again, you have the same problem that the tevel is being more usser than that which is creating the isser. He was mafresh Truma Gadol. He was mafresh Maaser Rishon. So in years 1 and 2 and 4 and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, then the second Maaser is Maaser Sheni. In years 3 and 6 is Maaser Ani. So in years it's year 1 of the Shemitah cycle. He's mafresh Truma Gadol. He's mafresh Maaser Rishon. He has not been mafresh Maaser Sheni yet. If he eats it, he's chayav Misa Deshamayim. He's Maaser Maaser Sheni, and he eats it. He's only over a lav.
Eats Maaser Sheni.
So the Maaser Sheni is generating more problem in the pile than the Maaser Sheni itself. So that first argument, even though it seems to be such a logical argument, is very difficult. Okay. So this was Rabbi Yosef. Right, Rabbi Yosef. This is Rabbi Yosef's way to answer the stira in the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether she can eat Maaser Ani. They're arguing whether Maaser Ani has Tevas Hanoah, and whether it's considered benefiting from the Bailim. Is it like Hefker? It's like Shechopeh, which is just Hefker. So she's not benefiting from the person she can't, that she's Mutter from. Or is it something which belongs to him, and he gets to decide who to give it to? So when he lets her give it, it's like he's giving her a Matana. So it's also. So Bai says, and the more ties it, the din of tevel. So comes the Bai says, no, that the mechlokes you less than the rabbanon is not whether it's tevel or not. Everybody holds it's tevel. So based on this argument, everybody holds it's tevel. Means everybody holds it's there's tevel and law. Everybody should hold it's oser. So this argument is not going to help you to explain this theory in the Bryce. But Bai doesn't get to that step. Rava gets to answer that question. Bai just deals with whether it's tevel or not, what's the mechlokes yirmei lezer in the rabbanon? Amalei Abaye, the kuli amos seka tevel. Abaye also lemitzki peruke de Rabbi Yosef. Abaye is coming to say that Rabbi Yosef's answer is not an answer. Lemeimar, the kati kashu masnisen ubrais adori. So we haven't answered the stira in the Mishnah of the Braisa. The stira of the Mishnah of the Braisa is our sugya whether she can have an awe from the Maaser Ani or not. That's the Mechlokes. You're tying it into the Mechlokes who lesson in the bottom. No, they're arguing something else totally different. What are they arguing about? The Kuli Alma Sveika Tovel. Everybody holds that Maaser Ani generates a din of tevel, like the Pasuk over there, the more brings in Yavamas, generates a din of tevel. And you've pointed out if there's a din of tevel, so the owner has tevas hanoah and she can't have benefit. So why would the brisa say she can eat Maaser Ani? Fine, I'm not answering that question. Before we get to this, so what's the chalukah? So the chacham says since it's generated a din of tevel, you have to mafresh it by demand. So what's Rabbi Eliezer? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say don't have the mafreshit? See, go get a drink of water. Okay, get a drink of water. Everybody holds that. Samur says, Bai says everybody holds either A or B. Well, they hold it's not tovel. So why do you have to mafresh it? So then they hold the Rabban says you have to mafresh it. Means everybody holds it is tovel. That's what Rabban says you have to mafresh it. Rabban says lo nechshedu amayor it's al ma'aser ani. The whole din of the Mai is that amaratzim don't take off things. So we have to be choshed that he didn't take off before he gave it to me, so I have to be mafreshed. So Truma Gedolah, the Mor says, the nature of an aniyim is they take off Truma Gedolah. So when you buy grain from a Meister, an Amoritz, you do not need to take off Truma Gedolah. Meister Rishon, the Mor says, there were many Amoratzim who did not take off Meister Rishon. Therefore, when you buy it, you must take off Meister Rishon. Meiser Ani, Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo nechshedu amayoritz al Meiser Ani. The Amoratzim will take off Meiser Ani. The Bari Mafreshilei, Kimeloi Mafsidim Midi. They don't lose anything. So why not take it off? Toi boy, Lekube, Mafke Nechsai, Vukhozeluhu. Because they have an Eitz, they can be Mafresh Meiser Ani. A minute later, be Mafke the Nechosim. Take the Meiser Ani. A minute later, be kind of back to the Nechosim. So the Chachamim say that they don't like to do that because if somebody else is standing me while I'm being cut in the Meiser Ani, they're being cut in all my Nechassim. So that's not a good idea. Not the best idea. So therefore, they don't like taking on Meiser Ani, the Kohanim Rabbanim. Okay. So the Mor says, now that that's true, that everybody holds that it's Tovel, means everybody holds that there's Tovel in the law. Means everybody holds you're being benefiting from the person. So if everybody holds that, so how can the Braisa say that she can eat the Meiser Ani? So Rava says, so the Ran points out that Rava and Abaye are not arguing. The Mor is Mashma, Abaye says this, Rava says this. So Ran points out, no. Abaye is pointing out that Rav Yosef Teretz is not a Teretz, and we're left with a Kasha. Rava points out, let's answer the kasha. We have a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rabba also the Fruke Mastis and a Braisa, the kasha. We have a Mishnah says she can't eat Meiser Ani from a person that she's murdered from. The Braisa says she could. What's the machloikis? The kasha. Mishum the Mastis and Mari by Meiser. There's two types of Meiser Ani, has two stages how you give it away. Mastis and Mari by Meiser Ani, Hamischalik Masech Abayis. He's taken it to his house and he's giving it out. The Kiva and the Balabayas Machalka, once he gives it out from his own Rishos, Menosa, he gives it away. Tovus and Noshaloi, he gets to decide who to give it to. And therefore, the law is someone she gets to decide to give to. When he gives it, she's benefiting from him and she cannot have a law from him, so she can't take a Meiser Ani. She can't eat Meiser Ani. Do mitzvah because she's also in it. After they finish the process of threshing, the whole process, they're mafresh and they leave it there. So that is, it's just hefker for whoever wants to take it. So that is, there's no tevis hanoa, and she's not benefiting from him, and so she's mutter. That's the brisa. The Hasam Sifri Rami, the Sifri actually says it's a stirim sukkim. Ksiv, Nasatal Levi, Liyasem Lamano, which means you give it. So Levi, you give Meiser Rishon. Liyasem Lamano, you give Meiser Ani, you give it. Ksiv, Yenatim Sharech, you just leave it. So do you give it or just leave it? So the Sifri answers, Kama Mesachama, Kama Sukshama. Bacha Brush, Mesachama. So the real difference is not Meisachama Meisachshamim, just what was the different stages of the process. Okay? Meisachama Menicha Begarin. So in the summer, you leave it out in the garden. whoever wants can take it, and you don't give it. You don't. You do not. You're not the one who's apportioning it out. So it's not called, for our purpose, it's not called benefiting from the Baal. However, should begin with Yemosik Shomim, they can't leave it out in the fields, it'll rot. So they have to bring it in. So then the Pasuk says, in the Sata, you have a din of giving it. They explain the answer of the Sifri, the opposite. Yemosik Shomim, Mechalik Abbasar. It's not the summer where it grew, but the next summer. You give it out in the winter from your house. In the summer, you have a chiyuv to put it out in the garden and let it be available for people to take. Okay, let's hold it here.